This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We've heard from many banks of America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke, now for the Bank of America. B of A said this morning it turned a $4.2 billion profit in the first quarter. You add that to profits at the other big banks, and you have revived hopes for the financial system. Maybe. With the caveats, here's Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite.
Bank of America's results include the results of Merrill Lynch, which it bought last year. Christopher Whalen of Institutional Risk Analytics says Merrill's results have helped B of A post a profit. He says Merrill's one of a shrinking number of broker-dealers that's allowed to underwrite government debt, and there's been a lot of that going on lately.
All of the dealers in New York got a huge windfall in the first quarter because the government is now focusing more and more of its business on fewer dealers.
But he says look at the bank's regular customers and its business seems a lot less secure. He says more and more usually reliable borrowers are falling behind on their loans. So he says any celebrations are decidedly premature.
You have analysts out with buy recommendations on some of these banks, and yet they're going into their worst loss experience in the next couple of quarters. So this is not the time to be buying the equity of these institutions right now.
Bank of America says it's put aside more than $13 billion to cover losses from deteriorating debt. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The state of bank lending is relatively steady, according to the Treasury Department. But this morning's Wall Street Journal suggests that is relatively misleading. Senior business correspondent Bob Moon is here. Bob, what is the Journal saying?
Good morning. Well, it says all but three of the biggest recipients of government assistance actually originated fewer loans in February than they did before they got the federal bailout funds. And this is where the Journal crunches the numbers differently than Treasury here. It's looking at how far loans were down in February from October, which is when the government first started handing out all this money from the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And overall, that lending is down 23%.
And do we know why bank lending would be down?
Well, they say that demand for loans is down. Of course, the Treasury Department says it could be even worse had it not been for this injection of all this money.
Why would the administration paint an overly rosy picture?
That's a good question. You kind of wonder if it's a right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing kind of thing here, because the Treasury Department is painting this upbeat picture. At the same time, yesterday, President Obama was in Trinidad saying that the situation actually looks quite bad. It's still a difficult time for the economy. And he raised concern that banks aren't lending at previous levels. And he said that he wants to see results.
Marketplace's senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oracle said this morning it is buying Sun Microsystems just days after IBM walked away from that deal. It's a $7.5 billion acquisition. Kara Swisher writes for the Dow Jones tech blog All Things Digital. She says this deal might remind companies there are healthy parts to this economy.
Compared to banks and everything else, the tech industry is incredibly healthy. And so perhaps they'll start jumping into the M&A market, which is always a good thing for economic activity. At the same time, that means layoffs at a lot of these companies.
And she says Oracle and Sun will be no exception. Expect job losses there. Sun Microsystems shares are up 35% on the news. Oracle, though, is down 4%. Bank of America shares down 14%. And the Dow is off a big 223 points, almost 3% at 7,907. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also down about 3%. European shares are lower and Asian markets finished mixed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at AmericanPublicMedia.org/poetry.
The White House hopes a green energy economy will help the environment and the job market. Reporter Caitlin Carroll at the Marketplace Sustainability Desk shows us a Los Angeles program that's aiming even higher than that. This is a training program for solar panel installers.
Albert Ortega stands in front of a class of about 20 men and women. Ortega's a big guy with tattoos.
You see that little cloud that sits over LA? The fog, smog, all that stuff? That's air mass.
Like most of the students in the class, Ortega's an ex-gang member and convicted felon. He found out about solar panel work right after he finished serving time for selling drugs.
I just got out of prison, and the guys at the reentry program, some of them were enrolled in the solar panel class. So I got kind of curious. I wanted to know what it was about.
The East Los Angeles Skills Center runs the class. Ex-gang members filter into the course through an organization called Homeboy Industries. It's the largest gang prevention program in the country. Ortega liked designing solar panel systems, and he saw it as a way to support his family and stay out of prison.
I wanted it better than I've ever wanted anything in my life before, you know?
On a weekday morning, the lobby of Homeboy Industries is packed with ex-gang members signing up for job training. The solar panel course is the newest offering, and it's full for the next few months.
Just tells you how eager people are, and they see the handwriting on the wall. They think this actually could be a career.
That's Father Greg Boyle. He founded Homeboy Industries a couple decades ago. Boyle says about 100 people have been trained and are looking for jobs, but competition is tough right now. The job market is full of experienced installers who don't have criminal records. Philippe Hartley is the general manager of solar company Fat Energy. He could have hired anyone, but chose to find workers at Homeboy Industries because of its mission.
We don't want people to think that you have to come out of MIT to be able to install solar power. A well-trained individual can make as good a worker as a lifelong electrician.
Installers can make more than $20 an hour, and the public sector is beginning to hire. The city of Los Angeles has plans to retrofit some school and city buildings. In the meantime, guys like Ortega continue to train others in the trade.
Father Greg's motto is jobs, not jail, you know? And that's one of the biggest things that we're going to be able to produce with the solar panel class.
So even if the solar jobs aren't there yet, he says the possibility creates a ray of hope. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
And I'm Bill Radke. The Dow has sunk 224 points to 7,906. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.